Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN.
Back together again.
Back together again.
For one day.
For one day. it's the show. It's B-Maz or Beamer.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Sometimes both.
You get a nice surprise when we're together.
Yeah, it's nice. My wife asked me if I was coming into work today.
Yes.
I was like, yeah.
Was she surprised? Was she surprised by the answer?
No, I don't think so, but it was a question. I broke my foot the other night.
Yes?
You could tell.
I could tell. So when I walked in...
boot and crutches.
When I walked in and saw the crutches, I'm like, do we have a guest coming in? Is this a stunt that Brian's pulling?
This is a stunt.
I thought I'd hear about the broken foot. And then I see you wobble in with just one, by the way, with one cane, which I couldn't have done that. I would have needed both to hold myself up.
And you could.
Yeah, probably. I've never broken anything.
You could. So I broke two bones on my foot Tuesday night. It's an ongoing theme of this show. I'm not 17 anymore.
Yes.
Right? Like, we're getting older.
The listeners are surprised every time we remind them of that.
There are signs that you're getting older. I was at a show the other night with a good friend of the program. And I was off tomorrow regardless.
Yes.
I was off. And so, go out to a show on Tuesday night, don't have to work the next day, not that bad. I mean, two songs into, went to see the Bouncing Souls and H2O, two 90s punk bands playing downtown at the Town Ballroom. And two songs into, I moved to my right to, so this is where... anyone who's heard this and knows me, they assume like, oh, were you going crazy at the show? I said, no.
Yeah.
I was not.
You're pitting or whatever they call it?
I was
moshing?
About to.
Oh.
But I didn't get to because the second I moved, I was going to step to a side. So at the H2O on stage, they've been, I'm trying to think of when their height of popularity would have been. Like 96, 97.
So you're one of the younger people at the show.
All about my age.
Okay.
All about like my age. Late 90s. And height of popularity, Joe, is, it's all very relative.
Right.
And I'll, come out, playing a song, great. Start to do another song that I'm like, all right, I want to be right up there for, like, get me to the front.
It's the one you were waiting for.
So I'm not going to plow through the people in front of me.
Of course.
Because everyone's a little bit older. You can't just plow through people. And you got to be. So I step out to my side and, on my way to run up. And as soon as I step to the side, I mean, I don't step it. Now, from what I can remember, I don't step on anyone. No one steps on me. It's. No, like, crazy, weird action going on.
Yeah.
I know I didn't roll. I've rolled my ankle a lot. I know it wasn't that, so I know it wasn't a bad sprain like I've had before the last time this foot was in this boot. And I just feel immediate pain. So what do? I continue going to the front of the stage to finish singing the song.
You don't let it stop you.
You don't let it stop you. But then I go and I turn... to my friend, and I just go, yeah, I messed up my foot. So I didn't say exactly that, but. And he's like, yeah, whatever.
No sympathy. Let's.
I did, but, I'm there. It
right.
Couldn't have been that bad. Like, oh, you might say that, oh, like you tweaked something or you felt a pop or.
Yeah, you didn't say you broke it.
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
Right.
I assume I've twisted this ankle so many times. I initially thought I must have tweaked that ankle some way.
Right.
And then, like, it became clear. I was standing there. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't think it was that. Like, I don't think it was the ankle. It's not the same feeling that I have. I didn't roll anything. The foot didn't move weird.
Oh.
I betcha I broke my foot. And it's in my head because my wife broke her foot almost the exact same place almost exactly a year ago.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
So
doing the same thing?
No. She was reaching after our kids, saving them. I was trying to act like an idiot at a concert. There's a big difference in the maturity level between the two of us.
Of course.
So, you know, we watched the rest of the show, unfortunately, from the back, you know, leaning up against the rail.
So you reserved yourself to the fact
I left the front of the stage. I'm like hobbling back, you know, hobble back over to the car and everything like that. It was rough. But still in the back of your mind, you're like, you know what? I mean, I'll wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And it'll be fine.
Of course. I always, especially late at night, like, we'll deal with this
morning. Yeah, like, there's obviously something wrong. Like, I'm in a lot of pain.
But it might not be as serious as you think.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I've rolled my ankle before. This doesn't have to be that crazy.
Right.
There's a chance here that if I just sleep on it, we'll be good to go in the morning.
I think that's rational.
Yeah. Well, it's not what happened.
No. I woke obviously. Up
and, you know, as soon as I put my feet on the ground, I'm like, oh. Well, first, my wife wakes up and she goes, you know, can you take the kids, you go, stop, we need to go. Get this, that, and the other.
Get the day off. Be a productive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, you know, oh, can you go shopping for me? And I go, no. And she, now, the last time I really hurt myself at a concert, you know, rolling my ankle is, apparently this is my new thing. These are the signs I need to cool it.
Yeah, these are the souvenirs you take from the concert.
Yeah, these are the signs that I'm, again, not 16 anymore. The last time she knew that I had hurt myself, the second I get into bed, she goes, what did you do? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, I hear you walking up the stairs. Ooh, like, what did you do to yourself? I'm like, I don't know. I messed up my ankle. So this time, very, you know, I try not to make that much of a sound going up. She didn't know, which I was very proud of myself.
Yeah.
So when she asked me, like, hey, will you go shopping with the kids and take and do all this? And I said, no. She was like, what? And I go, I think I broke my foot. She's like, come on, you got to be. I'm like, yeah, you know, when you get out of bed, can you grab the crutches and the boot and everything from when you broke your foot?
That's right.
Because I think I'm going to need them today. And then we'll, you know, figure out what we're going to do with everybody in over the next 10 minutes or so. So she got that for me, went and got an x-ray, broke a couple bones in my foot. The good news is they say I have it in this boot and I can walk around.
Yeah.
So my wife, when she broke her foot, they told her you can't walk on it even in the boot for 2 weeks.
Jeez.
Before she got the green light. So I can at least walk around. I've got the crutches here to walk faster. We don't have that long of a break.
No.
To go to the bathroom.
And the bathroom's everything. 2 towns over.
So I go way faster on the crutches.
Yeah.
Because it still does kind of hurt. That's what the doctor told me yesterday. You'll hurt for a while. You know, you're in a few days, you'll either, the pain won't be as bad or you'll get used to it and you'll be able to walk better in the boot. You'll probably need to use crutches for a few days. So now I'm just, you know.
There you are.
Here on my hobbled, broken foot.
How long is the boot on?
You know, we'll see. Yeah. Right. They got to take another x-ray in a couple weeks. And they said, expect like a month.
Okay. You just want to make sure
it's
that
a long time, though.
It heals the right way.
Right. But like, I've already messed up so much stuff in that foot and ankle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to be a very active person, so being in the boot for a month is oof.
What's that do to your gym routine?
Trying to figure that out. Okay. So like, probably not going to go today.
Well, I would guess.
But like, if I'm walking in the boot,
but you do a lot of weight stuff, like
yeah,
putting that weight on the
No, you know how much am I? I can do a seat. I can do a bench press.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can do a seated shoulder press. I can do. I probably can't do a squat or a deadlift. You know, balancing on the. But I can, you know, kick out and, you know, do some of the leg extensions and leg curls and like all that else. I think I can get by. And I actually just saw somebody in a walking boot at the gym.
Oh, there you go.
Last week. And I remember thinking, like, wow, you know, take a break, dude.
Foreshadowing.
And now that's going to be me in like 4 days from now.
So do you have any concerts set up this month that you're going to have the boot on?
Joe, I am in
a
week.
That's right.
I am flying out to meet my friend in Denver, and we're going to see Jack White.
That's right. I forgot.
With the sole intention of, he's playing these smaller venues with the sole intention of standing right in the middle, like as close to you as I will be to him. So now I just, you know, I'm hoping that the pain tolerance will be built up enough, or the pain will subside enough so I can do that back then. But now I'm thinking like, oh, great, I'm going to have to fly out. I'm going to have to wear this boot. I got crutches. Like, I don't know what's going on. Do I use the wheelchair?
Yes.
I hate that kind of
stuff. Would I. But you're going, and we were talking about this off air, you're going at a chaotic time when everyone's going to be switching over to this real ID. You're going to have people not knowing what they're doing. You know, you're going to have the holdups. You in the wheelchair, they're going to scoot you right through that open door, wand you down. You'll be on your way.
So I got a few questions dealing with this for everybody out there. 803-0930, you can give us a call. You can send us a text on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board this morning. The first is with that wheel. So I'm going on a plane in a week. Do I use? I am the type of person, Joe. I don't know if you're like this. I kind of guess you are. Just, you know, from all the time we've spent together. I hate asking for help.
Oh, of course.
I hate like asking for anything extra. I like to do it myself. I don't want to bother anybody else. I don't want to get any special treatment.
Right.
I don't, which in this job, like, too, there are opportunities for you to, you know, if you say, hey, you know, I work here, I know this person, I do it, you can get a little special treatment. I'd never do it.
No.
I just hate the idea of preferential treatment or anything like that. And so this idea of going to the airport and having somebody push me in a wheelchair when it'll make things a lot easier, but I don't need it. Like I can walk with the crutches, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like I can do that stuff. I hate the idea of doing it.
Oh, I mean, I'm telling you to do it, but I would be the one that would just be so uncomfortable walking up and asking. I mean, I'm the person who will, you know, I try not to look lost at the store because I don't want the person to walk up and ask me, hey, can I help you find these things? Right?
Yeah.
Like I will go on the app and have the app tell me what aisle things are in.
Oh, the store, don't even. I won't go on the app either. I will walk around. I will spend an hour there until I find it or just say, well, they didn't have it.
No, I've been known to do that.
No, did you ask? Of course not. What am I?
Who
did
am I asking?
Ask someone for help in the store? No.
No, I see they're busy. I don't want to get.
I don't want to get
in their way.
I'm not asking for help because then I look like an idiot.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not doing that.
I walk into the store with headphones on. You think I'm talking to anybody?
But so there's that. Should I use the wheelchair? Like, has anyone done that before? Do you feel awkward doing it? Let me at the airport.
Yes. Awkward, yes. Should you do it? I just think because of the timing and, I mean, I think this has worked out perfect for you to have a pleasant airport experience.
Because I'm flying right after this real ID.
Yeah.
Which I'm just picturing in my head everyone in the line. Now, supposedly TSA is going to offer like a little bit of a grace period. I don't know, though.
Right.
But I'm just picturing someone saying like, oh, you're supposed to have this idea. What are you talking about? And all these arguments go just holding up the line.
Yes.
When I fly. So like maybe I can also scoot through. I mean, I do have kind of a legitimate reason.
Very legitimate. Yeah.
It's not a big airport, but it would be tough to walk all the way to the. Anyways, if you've done that before, let me know how it works. 803-0930. Also, what's the stupidest way you've gotten injured and, you know, been off of your feet or been out of action for a little bit? You can let me know, 803-0930. I was filling out some of the paperwork at the doctor's office, which, by the way, if it wasn't for my wife and, you know, probably the kids too, what are the odds of me going to the doctor to deal with this?
I would not have been surprised if you came in here with just the boot on saying, eh, I think I broke it. I'm just going
to. I never went to the doctor with like any of my pretty serious, like big swelling and bruising on the ankle. It's like, oh, you probably broke it. Eh, whatever. I'll be fine.
Nice pack.
Well, yeah, we'll test it out. If I didn't go to the doctor yesterday, my wife would have killed me. And then I would have been in the hospital.
Yeah. you were going either way.
Yeah. So I kind of had to go. But what's, you know, the dumbest way you've done that? And then to me, like, it's dumb. To me, it's dumb that I got hurt. Joe, from the age of 3 to 13,
mm-hmm.
I drank milk at dinner every single day.
And my cereal every morning.
And they told me that this wasn't going to happen because of it.
Strong bones. Your bones should be getting stronger.
Crocker, you know what? The whole idea was that, oh, your bones are going to be strong. You won't. I'm only 35. I'm breaking bones sidestepping.
Yeah, you should have the strongest of bones. I think we need RFK to look into this milk thing.
I was told this wasn't going to happen, but I don't think it's that stupid because I used to, when I was 16, look at people my age. I've got gray in my beard and on the side of my head, Joe. And if I saw them near the front, I'd say, old man, go in the back. We don't need you around here. Now, granted,
you are going to old man bands.
That's one of the things. Yeah. Even though the music is the same, I mean, the bands and the fan base. Yeah, they do grow a little bit older. You know, it's like going to Metallica and you think like, oh, I'm going to, you know, it's heavy rock band, hard. And then you forget they're a 50-year-old rock band. Everyone there is like a 60, 70-year-old man.
They're all taking wheelchairs to the airport.
So, I mean, this is kind of the same way. I never thought that I'd be wanting to jump around at age 35. But that to me is, I'm never going to stop.
No, you
shouldn't. Never going to stop. When my foot gets better, I'll be right back, even before my foot gets better, I'll be right back in the middle of things. I think it keeps me feeling young and alive, and it's the thing that I like to do.
If the band hasn't stopped, why should you?
Exactly.
I think that's the motto.
What is that thing for you that you never thought you'd be doing at an older age? And look at me, I'm saying 35, older age. But for the stuff that I go to and do and enjoy doing, 35 is an older age.
Yes.
The things that you still do now because you're just like, you know what? I'm never going to stop. Maybe it's because it makes you feel younger. Maybe it's just what you enjoy doing and you know, whatever. I thought I'd age out of it. I never have. What's the thing that you're never going to stop doing? 803-0930 for any of those.
I have a dumb injury, and you know the dumb injury that I want to tell after the break, Brian, because it also includes my foot.
Yeah.
And 20 years later, I am still feeling, or not feeling, the results of that injury.
But it has changed your, I mean, it took a while, but your...
It does change the way I dress, yeah.
Yeah. On the text board, you can weigh in. Someone said, welcome the help, Brian. Polish people come from good stock and stubborn. Someone who has had many broken foot issues, follow the doctor's orders. All right, I'll try and keep that in mind. Your comments and text 803-0930 coming up. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN talking. I broke my foot the other day. Kind of stinks, if I'm totally being honest with you.
I would imagine, yeah.
I'm wearing this boot, which I will be for like a month. It pains you to say. You know, I was laying down yesterday, and when I pictured the image of my broken foot in my head, my foot hurt worse. It's that brain-like connection to pain.
No, of course.
You just got to block it from your head.
You were triggering that pain.
Yeah. But asking you a bunch of questions. First off, if you've flown with this before, as I'm going to be doing next week, do you use the wheelchair? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
I've never had to, like, go through and have any extra anything flying.
Can you get a first-class seat because you need the space?
Can I upgrade? Hey, I bought your Scum of the Earth fare. No, you call it basic economy, but the way you treat me, I know how you call it internally. But can I get upgraded to first class?
I need the space.
I got a walking boot on. maybe I'll give that one a try.
I think so.
I did it at a concert, jumping around, listening to punk rock bands, just like I did when I was 16 years old.
Hell yeah.
And even though I broke my foot, Joe, I've come to the realization, I'm never going to stop.
At least you're not lying to yourself.
I used to lie to myself and say, like, you know, my days are numbered. I'm not going to really be doing this forever. Like, one last time, jumping around. No, I'm never going to stop. It's because it's what I like to do. So
great
that I'm here for life. What's that thing that you do that either still makes you feel young or that you kind of assumed you'd grow out of or stop doing, but you never have? You can let me know, 803-0930. And, you know, for us, what's the dumbest way that you've ever gotten a big injury? I know you've had it, Joe.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is a big injury, but this...
I think it's a big injury.
It was life-changing. So... You know, and this went on for a while, as Brian said. I mean, when Brian and I first met, I was still wearing shorts and flip-flops in the winter, right?
I could hear you coming down the hall.
Yes, yeah.
And not just from you talking. I'm talking the...
I don't know why.
It's my flip-flop sound effect.
I liked to wear shorts and flip-flops in the winter, and it was like, looking back on it, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed of that. Not the whole chapter. I had a lot of fun, but I don't know what the appeal was. I just don't get it. Anyway, so... shorts and flip-flops all year round. I was that guy. And Madai Hockey, 10 o'clock game at the then Pepsi Center, now Northtown Center. And we would go, it'd be a lot of fun. We'd tailgate out in the parking lot, then go into the games. That was our college football, was our club hockey team. No offense to the basketball team, that was actually really good. Anyway, so they had not been good that year. They finally went against Allegheny College. First win of the season. And, you know, we line up to welcome the team back in the locker room. I have flip-flops on. They're in ice skates, just reminding you of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're high-fiving. My one buddy, who happened to be in the dorm next to me on campus, is jumping up and down. Again, I have flip-flops on. He has ice skates on. And he lands on the edge of my foot, the last three toes.
Mm.
Yes. Luckily, this is a player who liked the skates dull. So they weren't the sharpest of the team.
That's why it was on my die.
I mean, that might have played into it as well. So anyway, but it hit the nerves so perfectly, Brian. I didn't feel anything. And so I go out on the ice and make a butt of myself. I'm running around. And we were going to go out afterwards because, all right, now we've nerded out at a hockey game. I'm going to a party at midnight. And there's a pool of blood. And, you know, I'm a germaphobe. And I go, oh, my gosh, I'm standing in someone's blood. What's this blood doing on the ice rink? Mm. Well, I realize, no, the blood's coming out of my foot.
Yeah.
So, again, college kid, I go to the bathroom and just wrap a paper towel around it. Like, this will be fine. Yeah, this is going to go away. I mean, I'm not even out of the bathroom, and it's just a puddle of blood. So, my buddy, we called him Rhino, his name's Ryan, he's like, no, we're taking you to the hospital. The hospital is right down the street from the Pepsi Center. And went to the emergency room, and, 5 hours later, I was stitched up, and they said, yeah, it might take you a week or so, to get the feeling back in those nerves, or rare instance, it just might not come back. Well.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
That was in 2010.
Yeah.
So
you're a rare bird, as it turns out.
15, can you imagine that? 15 years later, I still do not have feeling in the last three toes of my foot. And if anyone wants to come stand on my toes or poke it with a needle, do what you want, I can't feel it.
Oh.
That would go down as the dumbest injury because, number one, flip-flops at an ice rink, dumb. Number two, getting in a line of people with ice, with people with ice skates jumping around, dumb. And three, just dumb all around. So I had to miss the Bills game next day. The Bills played the Chargers. That was the infamous game where the power went out in the middle of the game. I had to miss that game because, I had just had my foot wrapped and it was kind of awkward at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a pain to miss that game. Who could forget?
The infamous power outage game?
Yeah, come on.
Actually, this might have been 2009. It might be 16 years away, but it was in that span.
Still took you how many years to stop wearing flip-flops?
What do you say, 2016?
Yeah.
6-7 years?
Yeah.
I think 2016 is when
so
I
it took a while.
I think 16 is when I finally said, all right, no shorts or flip-flops unless it's over 70. Come on. Let's not be ridiculous.
That probably takes the cake, though. Dumbest injury. I don't see. I refuse to say mine is dumb because I was stupid. I am saying it was dumb because I didn't do anything to get injured. I've rolled my ankle in times where it was stupid of me to be, you know, doing or whatever I was doing, and that's dumb.
You haven't even gotten to the stupid point.
I hadn't even gotten to the stupid part yet. I was getting my way to be dumb.
Yeah, you were actually being smart in the way you were
approaching
it.
And then I got a little carried away, and I just moved to the side, and all of a sudden, I probably would have heard the crack if the music wasn't so loud.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Carl is on WBEN. Carl, good morning. What's yours?
Well, the dumbest thing I ever did is I borrowed my neighbor's fancy metal ladder that has two pivot points so you can adjust it to interesting uses. And when I brought it home, I hit the release button, and it snapped open and smacked me in the head and knocked me down to the ground. And the thing that I really tells me that I'm old, when my dad passed away, I got his long, extendable shoehorn. And recently, I added an extension to it. That would be easier to use.
Hey, you know what? Carl, it's a good move. That's a smooth move. You remind me of, and thanks for the call, 803-0930. It reminds me of, this actually might be my stupidest thing that I've done. I remember when we were working on our front porch a couple summers ago, and I was unscrewing. We had this big thing that, like, we had a big rose bush that climbed all the way up, you know, and into the gutter. And, you know, it's kind of a pain. It was the previous owners there. So I was taking out the, you know, plastic thing that was, I forget what you call that, the whatever it is.
It's above me.
Fencing, whatever that's on the porch, and, you know, cutting down the rose bush and, you know, unscrewing things. And I had my drill on top of the ladder that, you know, I was up climbing on. And I left the drill on the top of the ladder. And then I went to move the ladder when I was down. And the drill just came, you know, just a good handheld cordless power drill. Fell down and it just landed right on top of my head.
Oh, God.
Like, and they're a pretty good thunk. Like, those things.
You were seeing stars.
Falling off a ladder. I just kept walking. I must be a real brickhead. Because I was just like, wow, that really hurts, but, you know, whatever. Actually, it probably explains a lot.
It does. It does. Well, maybe it knocked some sense into you.
No.
No.
I think the opposite. But that was probably the dumbest one.
I forgot. So what, 4 years later, I'm working overnights at Bed Bath & Beyond. And so it's overnights. We're not open. I wore shorts and shoes. You couldn't wear flip-flops doing a stock shift, but you could wear shorts. I made the company, that's now defunct, change a policy. So the policy was, if you were working when stores closed, you could wear shorts if you're doing stock work. Well, I dropped one of the plates in the wedding registry area. Do you remember when Bed Bath & Beyond had the wedding registry area? And it broke and popped up and sliced my leg.
Oh.
Now, I was the overnight, you know, lead. I was the guy in charge. So, unfortunately for the part-time people, I had to send them home and say, you're not getting any more hours. Lock the store up and then drive myself to the same hospital that my toes were attended to. Yeah. The next week, we got a letter saying that, you know, overnight, no matter when you're working, it is no longer appropriate to wear shorts when on the clock. So I wouldn't say that was dumb because, again, I was within the rules. But that's another injury that, thanks to my obsession with wearing shorts, I actually made them change their policy.
Hey, well, there you go.
I had a lasting impact until they went out of business.
Agent of change.
Didn't save them. It didn't save them.
803-0930 on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. A lot of people have someone else wore flip-flops all the time. As a rink manager at a municipal ice rink in college, I cannot believe that. I would go push the nets out of the way between rentals and was always surprised when I slipped wearing the flip-flops on the ice.
I want, but text her, please. I got to know. Do you have the same, like, now, you know, moving past that, of what was the obsession? Because if you asked me, which is a very fair question, I couldn't tell you why. Like, I don't know why I did it.
Wore flip-flops all the time?
It was stupid. I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
walking in November.
Don't like doctors and podiatrists say that all the time? Like they're the worst shoes for you to wear for
yes.
your feet? Because there's no,
and
I mean, it's just a piece of foam.
365 days.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Like, I remember walking downtown to Sabre games, freezing cold. Why the hell did I do that? Maybe this is the wrong show for that, but you know.
You'd wear them, like, going to Sabres games, too? You wore flip-flops in the
yeah.
arena?
We'd be downtown January, parking over where it's free, and then walking in front of the ships, and I'm in flip-flops and shorts, so that cold wind coming off the lake.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he doesn't do it anymore, folks.
No. No, but I do have to say this. One of my first fill-ins here, working with Sandy Beach, Bulldog, down the hall, called me out on the air. Called me out and said, said I was an idiot. I'm wearing flip-flops in December.
Mm-hmm.
And, for the longest time, I was like, well, what's he talking about? He doesn't know. Bulldog was right.
Yeah.
I was an idiot.
Put it on a shirt. Give it to him for Christmas.
I will. Bulldog was right.
A couple of text messages in here. Someone saying I ruptured my bicep at work. And now it's a huge pain in the butt to do anything with your dominant arm, brushing your teeth to, anything else you can think of. Oof, that's rough. Somebody else said, kicked it. Ooh, as I just moved my leg in the wrong area. That hurt. Kicked my two-ball bowling bag. I read this wrong the first time and thought someone kicked someone else. Forgot there was a ball in it. Shattered big toe in four places. That's a rough one.
Mm.
I've broken my pinky toe, but you can... that's like nothing. You can get around on that like it's nothing happened.
I haven't felt mine over a decade.
You wouldn't even know. The big toe, that's got to be a tough one.
Yeah.
You use that for balance and everything.
Ooh.
Somebody else saying that they used to ref those hockey games that you went to and they were never good.
They're right.
Other people telling me to use the wheelchair
at the
airport.
And guess what? Probably everyone texting also would be like really uncomfortable doing it, but I think this is your one opportunity, Brian, and I think it's the best weekend to do it is when you're flying.
Yeah. Oof. That's bad.
And think about this. I mean, think about it. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but they wheel you to the gate in the wheelchair. If that flight has an open seat with more space, 9 out of 10 times they're going to give that seat to you.
I don't have an assigned seat right now.
I'm telling you, man. I'm just like you. I don't ask for help. But I think this is a golden opportunity. It will add to the story.
Some of these stories are just, these are like brutal. These aren't like stupid. Mine's like a stupid. You can kind of laugh off like, haha, you got to wear a boot for a month. Like, it stinks for me and probably for my wife. I'm going to be asking to like, hey, can you just grab that for me instead of like me walking over across the room for the next few weeks? But man, some of these stories, this one person texted my husband, not allowed to use power tools, went against my advice, was using an electric hedge trimmer. 2 minutes in, he raised the trimmer up to hit the top of a tree. He was standing on the cord, hand slipped, and he sliced 3 fingers.
Oh my God. Also wearing flip-flops.
I mean, that's bad. Someone's saying, I dislocated my knee in my customer's shower.
Was there more to that text?
No context. What were you doing in your customer's shower?
I don't know if you want to know, Brian.
To know.
I'm not sure.
I would like to know.
We might not want to dig into that.
I broke my ankle trying to sneak in between a couple parked railroad cars, jumping down, landed wrong, ended up shattering your ankle.
Oh.
I mean, that's rough. These stupid things, though, we do them all the time. Like this person who said they fell off a ladder, wearing Crocs on a ladder. Joe, I have worn sometimes when you're going inside, you're going outside, you're doing a bunch of stuff. Do you call them flip-flops? My sandals are, and I've had the same because I hardly ever wear them. I've had them for 15 years. The Adidas slip-on sandals with all the spikes on the bottom.
So that's what I wear now. They technically flip and flop, but I think a flip-flop has to be where the little string goes.
It's the thong.
Yeah, the thong.
Yeah.
Because I won't wear those anymore. because they're trash. Like, after a week or two, the thing breaks. You have to buy a new pair. The Adidas slip-ons, I'm telling you, that is a durable sandal.
Well, not so much anymore. Oh, have you seen them in the store now?
No, I have had
noticeably made cheaper.
Oh, really? I've had the same pair for like 5 years. I've
had this pair for forever.
The pair I have, I think I bought during the pandemic.
But I don't wear it a lot. If I'm ever in it, I'm usually wearing socks too. Yes, I am that person. Socks and sandals. Yeah. But I'm never wearing the sandals out.
Right.
Like, if I'm leaving the house, I'm putting on shoes. But, you know, on in and out of the house, don't wear them all that.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
The amount of times, though, where I've climbed up on a ladder wearing those, oh, a million times.
Oh.
Where you're just like, I'm in now the house and just doing it. What's going to happen? Like, that's the attitude you have. Like, am I really going to slip now? Well, you might.
Yeah, you might. Ladders and me, I mean, I'm not scared of heights, but I am scared of ladders. Like, I had to do a lot of ladder work, again, when I worked retail. So that's one thing where the shoes have to be on for me to go up a ladder.
What is this text all about? Someone's saying their teenage daughter broke her pinky toe, and I had to drive her to school and pick her up for 2 months. She wasn't allowed to take the bus. What?
Wow.
Why?
Because of the pinky toe?
I broke my pinky toe and I did gym class the next day.
Jeez.
That's your pinky toe.
Yeah, but where I went to school, I mean, people were trying to get out of gym class left and right. I never understood
it. Oh, I like
gym. Yeah, so did I.
This is fun.
It's the one class I passed all the time.
You know, walk around, do whatever. But why would you not be allowed to take the bus? You can walk on a...
Yeah. I mean, is the boot too big for the bus aisle? But you wouldn't be wearing a boot with a
you wouldn't be in a boot.
Yeah.
You tie the sneakers a little tighter.
Maybe she was just uncomfortable taking the bus.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds like a lie to me. I don't think they would know. It's probably some liability thing, but
yeah.
What do you... That's making a mountain out of a molehill, I think.
Totally off the subject, but you brought school bus up. Do school bus drivers get to keep the school bus during the day? Because I was in a neighborhood yesterday. I was in a neighborhood in Tonawanda making a DoorDash delivery, and there was just a bus off parked.
The 7-Eleven?
The side of the road in front of someone's house. I was like, do they just get to take this home between shifts? It was a school bus. It was a school transportation, whatever it says on the side of the bus, in the middle of in a nice neighborhood in Tonawanda. Because I sat there for a minute like, are they picking someone up? And then I realized, oh no, there's no one in this bus. It's parked on the side of the street.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it would have been, between drop off and pickup.
I mean, I see some, people bringing the dump truck and, from DPW around and parking in front of the house sometimes. But the school bus I've never seen.
Yeah, it's a first. First for me.
We used to on the far end of our street. Blocks away from our house, there used to be a school bus parked in, like, I don't know if it was a driveway or on the lawn of a house. The house, they've since cleaned up the house. But I'm pretty sure that people lived in that school bus.
In the school bus.
After they were kicked out of the place where the school bus was parked. Because all of a sudden, one day, the school bus had curtains.
Oh, wow.
I thought that's unusual.
Yeah, and a garden hose in the back for a shower.
That's not standard equipment.
No. A school bus with curtains, I'm calling the authorities.
Start to ask some questions.
Yeah, can you check out what's going on over there?
What's happening? Joe, you're on your way.
I'm on my way. Out of here, house sitting. Yes. Honestly.
They trust the flip-flop guy.
They trust the flip-flop guy, and they have a cat, and I don't like cats. But I will take an excuse to go on a nice little getaway for a few days. So yeah, I'm house sitting. But, Brian, I will not be here Friday, Monday, or Tuesday. But I will be on the air for Hardline Sunday. We'll be joined by Lindsay Larigo to talk about the State of the County address, and also Dave Leventhal to talk about Trump's first 100 days, and a few other guests. So I hope you'll join me then. And Brian, I hope you enjoy the time without me.
Oh, I always miss you when you're gone. Oh, someone, you. I think they just joked, someone texted in, I was yawning and pulled my yawning muscle. I think they were joking.
Hey, come on now.
I've pulled a neck muscle opening a jar of salsa before. It was on tight.
Yeah.
I strained and all of a sudden.
Do you not stretch? Do you not stretch after your workouts?
Do I stretch?
Yeah.
No, come on. I work out like it's 1982. I go there. I don't warm up. I don't stretch. I just put the plates on. One of these days, it's going to bite me.
I think we're answering some questions. All right. David's up next after the news with Lucas. Brian will be back with you tomorrow on WBEN.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.